Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The suspect in the attack over the weekend on a group supporting hostages in Gaza is facing federal charges, as Matt Piper reports.
The FBI says the man charged in the attack in Boulder, Colorado, that left 8 people injured, told police he planned it for a year and would do it again. Mohammed Salomon told investigators that he targeted what he described as a Zionist group and that he researched on YouTube how to make Molotov cocktails. The affidavit was released in support of a federal hate crime charge now filed by the Justice Department. CBS News has learned that Salomon most recently was driving for Uber.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
We know that this individual, this terrorist, was allowed into this country by the previous administration, was foolishly given a tourism visa, and then was illegally allowed to stay. These individuals are going to be deported, and we're not going to tolerate such violence in our country.
ICE Acting Director Todd Lyons today praised the surge in immigration enforcement in Massachusetts.
Significant amount of the criminal aliens that were arrested by the teams were drug traffickers, sex offenders, murderers, and foreign fugitives trying to evade justice in their home countries.
He defended the use of masks by his agents, insisting it's because they and their families have been targeted with threats. President Trump is facing the challenge of convincing Republican senators that he won't bury the federal government in debt with his tax breaks package. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
You still have some members concerned about government spending, that this bill doesn't cut enough. On the other hand, you have some lawmakers concerned about these potential cuts to Medicaid and other social safety net programs, saying that they don't want to vote for something that might cut into the programs in their states, which is significant because this is coming from some Republicans.
There is a big job ahead getting all of the problems fixed at Newark Airport in New Jersey, but Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says there's been progress in one area.
Today we're celebrating the opening of Newark's runway, and this is a 60-day project that actually is completed 13 days early.
There's new hope for some breast cancer patients, as CBS's Elaine Cobb reports.
Pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca says its new breast cancer drug can stop mutating tumors before they start to grow. Unveiling positive trial results on patients with advanced breast cancer, the company said its camizestrant cut the risk of a tumor progressing or a patient dying by 56%, and it significantly helped improve general health and quality of life.
Checking the numbers on Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 17 points. Investors worried about the trade tensions again. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Tomorrow is the first city council meeting at the Racine Library. The impact started today for people wanting to go up at City Hall. There's a busted elevator at City Hall needing repairs, which is causing the government to temporarily move. The move of meetings to the library will last a couple of months. The Pride flag is flying over Racine City Hall. It'll be there throughout the month, except for one day. The Pride flag will fly every day in June, except June 17th, when the thin blue line flag will be raised to honor fallen officer John Hetland. The city of Racine is declaring June 29th as Racine Pride Day and will sponsor a Pride Day celebration in partnership with the LGBTQ+ community. That'll be held at City Hall from noon to 2. A major milestone for Racine's Juneteenth celebration is on the agenda at Tuesday's city council meeting. Organizers are looking for official approval to close streets around the Dr. John Bryant Community Center on June 14th. The 50th annual event will feature family activities, performances, and local vendors from noon to 8. Redevelopment around American Family Field is still years away, but the Baseball Park District Board is moving forward with a site study mandated by law. It's connected to the 2023 $500 million stadium improvement legislation. Officials say whatever changes happen around the ballpark, they aim to preserve traditional tailgating. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
On to Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers at Great American Ballpark tonight to open a three-game set against the Cincinnati Reds, the crew coming off a 5-2 win over the Phillies yesterday to complete the sweep, but they lost designated hitter Christian Yelich. Hit by a pitch from the Phillies left-hander, Ranger Suarez, in the first inning.
Yeah, you got me pretty good. I hit the knob a little bit, just crushed the bottom of my hand also, so it is what it is. That stuff happens, but swelled up and made it tough to grip the bat. You know, it's your bottom hand, so. You don't have that. It's not strong enough, so made it tough.
X-rays after the game were negative. In golf, Maya Stark of Sweden, the winner of the Women's U.S. Open at Erin Hills in Wisconsin. She says she reached out to her coach at the start of the week for some last-minute pointers.
You know, I had my coach here this week, and I texted him a couple of things, and I said, what do I do if my putting feels like this? And he just nailed the advice this week.
That's golfer Maya Stark with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Looking to upgrade your home without breaking the bank? Come to Racine Liquidators for top brand appliances at unbeatable prices. Offering everything from refrigerators and stoves to washers, dryers, and small kitchen gadgets. All products have factory warranties ensuring quality and peace of mind. Layaway and easy financing options are available to suit your budget, plus convenient delivery right to your doorstep. Visit Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Located at 2000 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Racine Liquidators, where quality meets affordability.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, down to 60 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms, and there could be some heavy rain tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. So which U.S. state has the most bars per capita? I know you're thinking it's Wisconsin, right? But no, the people of North Dakota have the most opportunity to get drunk in bars. According to a study, North Dakota has a bar for every 1,620 people. And yes, Wisconsin comes in at number two.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
Stop.
Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven.
It's WRJN. Well, you're going to want to head to downtown Racine this Thursday night and every Thursday night this summer for Hot Harbor Nights. And we've got live music going on down there. We've got food and drink. And WRJN is going to be there. We've got some summer fun tickets to give away. It's all taking place at Festival Park in downtown Racine. It's Hot Harbor Nights. Thursday nights this summer with WRJN.
Summerfest brings the biggest names in live music to Milwaukee's lakefront across three unforgettable weekends, including performances from James Taylor, Chicago, Devo, plus Richard Marx, Rick Springfield, George Thorogood, Sebastian Bach, and more. Don't miss Milwaukee's Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance on June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
Racine, get ready. Charlie's Cheesesteaks is opening the first week of June at 4700 Washington Avenue to serve up flavor and opportunity. From sizzling cheesesteaks and that good old summertime lemonade to wash it down, Charlie's favorites are coming to town. They can't do it without you. Now hiring cooks and cashiers who bring the heat and hospitality. Send your resume to charlies2778@gmail.com and join the team. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, joining the neighborhood with great food and great people.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
Father's Day weekend. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for. Four Saints Family Festival, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
The Racine Raiders are back at historic Horlick Field this Saturday, June 7th, against the Indy Bison. It's alumni night. Join the Raiders and several of the storied names from the team's past. Watch several former greats get inducted into the Racine Raiders Hall of Fame. That's alumni night against the Indy Bison at 7 p.m. at Horlick Field on Saturday, June 7th. Be there.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week. WRJN.
He went away. And you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue. Out now, cause he's coming after you. My reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey,
news and timeless hits on WRJN. And now a song that resounded loud and clear in 1968 after the murders of both Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert F. Kennedy. The message was, all the world over, so easy to see, people everywhere just want to be free. It's the Rascals on WRJN.
All the world over, so easy to see, people everywhere just want to be free. Listen, please, listen, that's the way it should be. Peace in the valley, people got to be free. You should see.
Shouting from the mountains, all
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Don't forget to listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show. Tomorrow morning, he will have with him Beth Heidorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo. Talk about the upcoming events at the zoo. Always busy in the summertime over there. And you can check it out tomorrow morning between 6 and 9 with Don Rosen on WRJN. All right, let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A major milestone for Racine's Juneteenth celebration is on the agenda at Tuesday's City Council meeting. Organizers are looking for official approval to close streets around the Dr. John Bryant Community Center on June 14th. The 50th annual event will feature family activities, performances, and local vendors from noon to 8. If approved, the closures would impact Caron Butler Drive from Grand to Wisconsin, a portion of Wisconsin from Caron Butler to the DeCoven Center, and part of Roosevelt Park Drive would be impacted. A reminder that tomorrow's Common Council meeting will be held at the library. Starting today, an elevator is out at City Hall. We're right around that $3 a gallon mark in Racine and Kenosha counties today. Melissa Kay has more about the price at the pump around the state.
Gas prices fell 7.1 cents over the last week for an average of $2.96 today. This is 1.5 cents higher than a month ago and over 36 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say while the rest of the nation has seen a gentle descent in prices, the Great Lakes region has seen notable declines after a minor refinery issue was resolved. Gasoline inventories are somewhat tight heading into summer. However, increased refinery output should help to bring future price declines. Officials did warn that unexpected outages could still cause short-term price bumps. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.87 to $2.93 per gallon.
There's a $100 Visa gift card up for grabs for Kenosha County residents who answer a few questions. A statement says the confidential online community health assessment will take just a few minutes. The results will guide future health initiatives through the Kenosha County Thrive program. Officials say the community feedback is crucial for setting the right priorities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with strikes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair it with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's best-kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today, otherwise partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight down to 60 tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms, and there could be some heavy rain tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
WJR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And anytime we talk about space, we check in with Teddy Vollman. Hey, Teddy.
Hello.
All right. So a couple of big news stories regarding outer space in the last week or so.
Yes. And upcoming as well.
Okay.
So I like to keep track of the development of Starship, the big SpaceX rocket, the biggest rocket ever launched.
And it's had some problems in the past.
It's had some problems. Its previous two launches resulted in it exploding and depositing debris all over the Gulf. The Bahamas were not too happy about that,
right.
But it just had its ninth test launch, and that went better in that it didn't explode and throw stuff all over the Bahamas. Instead, it made it into space and then disintegrated in the atmosphere over the Indian Ocean.
Ooh.
So still didn't quite make it all the way through its launch, but at least it didn't cause a bunch of damage all over the place.
Now, the part that disintegrated upon reentry, was that just the discarded parts, or was that, I mean, had there been humans on board, obviously there weren't, what would the result have been?
This would have been the part that humans would have been in.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's the thing about Starship, is it there aren't going to be any discarded parts. The whole point of Starship is to have it be completely reusable.
Okay. So there's not stages?
There are stages, but they are, if you remember, we talked several tests ago of them catching part of it at the
launch pad
tower with the chopsticks. So That's the first stage. It goes back. And then the second stage is the part that blew up.
Okay. All right. So that happened last week, and back to the drawing board, I guess.
Yep. Definitely an improvement. But coming up here on the 6th, so Friday, mm-hmm. we are going to be having a landing on the moon. Back in January, we talked about a mission that launched with two moon landers on it, one that was taking a much more direct route and one that was taking a much more circuitous route. And that second one is now landing on the moon on the 6th.
So it took almost 6 months to get there.
Okay. Yes. This is a Japanese lander called Resilience.
And remind us the mission here.
Yes. So this is a rover. So it's going to be going around driving on the moon. So up near the North Pole. A lot of exploration that's been happening lately has been by the South Pole. So this is exploring the North Pole.
Okay. And that happens on Friday, we hope. Fingers crossed.
Yes.
Okay. Here he is, Starman, Teddy Vollman, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it, do do, feeling groovy, 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 feeling groovy. I got no beats to do, no promises to keep. I'm baffled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, where we've teamed up with the Racine County Eye to form the largest local news team in Racine County. Catch breaking news and headlines on WRJN and dive into full coverage at RacineCountyEye.com. Together, we're strengthening our commitment to local news.
Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? How the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. Rhythm and blues.
you got to turn up the volume for that. It's the Jackson 5 ABC on WRJN. And WRJN is turning up the volume as Racine's Harbor Fest rocks the lakefront. That's going to be June 13th and 14th. Don't miss the 9 killer bands that are going to be there, including a Foreigner tribute band there that Friday the 13th. And Bella Kane is going to be there on Saturday. If you want to see the full lineup of all the bands, you can check it out at RacineHarborFest.com.
Are you a full-time caregiver in need of a break? Our Harmony Club provides engaging and affordable respite care programs for seniors with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, or those facing social isolation. For 6 hours a day, your loved one will enjoy music, movement, and social connections while you get the time to rest and recharge. These dedicated volunteers create a warm, supportive community where seniors thrive. Find joy, friendship, and care at Our Harmony Club, serving Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties. Visit OurHarmonyClub.org to learn more.
The weather is getting nicer, and the perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesma with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of the way finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesma with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Tired of living with pain? Pope Family Chiropractic believes your body deserves to feel its best naturally. They offer fast and effective relief for headaches, sciatica, back pain, and can also give you a complete care plan to address a wide range of symptoms. Pope Family Chiropractic accepts most insurances, but also offers cash discounts for uninsured or high deductibles. Stop by to book your same-day appointment at Pope Family Chiropractic, located at 414 6th Street, downtown Racine, or look them up at drpope.net. Relief is just a call away.
Racine Harbor Fest is back to rock the lakefront June 13th and 14th. Two unforgettable days of nonstop fun, mouth-watering food, and live music. Friday night kicks off with the electrifying sounds of Feels Like the First Time, a tribute to Foreigner. Then on Saturday, it's high-octane country from Bella Kane. Tickets are still available. Get yours now at RacineHarborFest.com. Don't miss this legendary lakefront party June 13th and 14th. Racine Harbor Fest, presented by Coors Light. Please celebrate responsibly.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota Territory, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all the bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Creating a lasting legacy, the Toyota Land Cruiser is seasoned to perform like your Milwaukee Brewers. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
Have you tried hands-free Skechers slip-ins yet? Because if you haven't, you're missing out on technology that changes how you think about shoes. First, these are not just regular slip-on shoes. They're not just a pair of loafers without laces. But what makes them different is the technology inside that lets you just step into them. There's a built-in hidden shoehorn that slides your foot in, so they look, feel, and wear just like a pair of shoes you're used to. Except you don't have to bend down, struggle to put them on, or touch them. Try them at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Double you, RJN. Don't you ever be sad. Lean on me in time of bad. When the day comes and you're down and I feel the trouble and I'm about to throw.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Then I'm going to give you a keyword in our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest, so you're going to want to be listening and have that Civic Media app ready on WRJN.
Oh, crackling rolls that get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Hitching on a twilight train. There ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now. My baby, crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right. Cause we got all night to set the world. A dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running. Play it now, play it now. My baby, crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright. Cause we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Federal charges have been filed in the weekend attack in Boulder, Colorado that left 8 people injured. They were rallying in support of hostages held in Gaza. Correspondent Matt Piper reports.
The Justice Department has filed federal charges against the man police say threw a makeshift flamethrower and Molotov cocktails that burned multiple people. The DOJ says Mohammed Salomon is being charged with a federal hate crime in addition to facing state charges for attempted murder in Colorado. Investigators say the 45-year-old yelled "Free Palestine" during the attack.
CBS's Nicole Skanga on the security concerns raised by the attack in the aftermath of the killing of 2 Israeli embassy workers in Washington.
There has been a lot of discussion here in Washington, D.C. among lawmakers about what's called the Nonprofit Security Grant Program. That is a program that provides funding to synagogues, to churches, to temples in order to bolster actual physical security, things like fences, cameras. That funding was frozen under the Trump administration until about 2 weeks ago, and it has since restarted.
Stacey Lynn reports the Supreme Court decided against weighing in on a case over assault weapons bans.
The justices declined to decide whether Maryland's ban on semi-automatic rifles such as AR-15s violates the Second Amendment's right to bear arms.
The argument's being made that, frankly, AR-15s are totally outside the